Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you are listening to Shagmind Annoyed with me, Chris Ramsey. Just me. Is it weird hearing just my... It was weird for me seeing that bit, seeing hello, you're listening to Shagmind Annoyed without Rosie seeing it. I didn't like it. I'll be honest with you, I've had to re-record this about 6 or 7 times because it's just strange. I'm sitting in my office, I'm recording this little bit because this is just the intro to our final maternity leave episode. This is our last week off in sort of speech marks on my fingers that dickheads do, and I'm doing it on my own on an audio medium. Wanker. It's our last week off before we come back next week with another actual full episode, our first full episode since having Rafe and of 2021. Oh, as always, guys, thank you so much for listening and continuing to show us love and support and for all of the lovely things you've said about me little family. It really does. Brings a tear to me bloody eye. It really does. Rosie is doing great. Rafe is doing great. They're in the other room now, chilling out. And yeah, this is the last little week that we're going to have another selection of questions that didn't make the cut. But not because they don't... Some of them don't make the cut because they're a bit too rude. And my producer goes, guys, you've already done like 4 questions about Spunk. Maybe leave this one till later. And some of them don't make it just because of, just time. Otherwise, it would be like a 2-hour podcast, which I know you'd love. But we don't want to really get you into the, into the habit of expecting 2-hour podcast. Because, fuck me, Boris could come on the news and announce something else to ruin the world. We might just fucking not be up for it. But what you're about to listen to is a collection of some unheard ones from quite recent, which I've just listened to myself, and I've got to say I did enjoy them. I couldn't remember half of them, and yeah, don't want to give too much away, but next week might be the return of the Plonkcast, because Rosie is no longer up the duff, so she can drink, and I can drink. Obviously, I haven't stopped drinking. Lockdown's, done more to me liver than it has to anything else. But very excited to be coming back for the full episode next week. Enough of me prattling on. Here is me and Rosie. Enjoy!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So this is a story that someone has sent, as they normally do. Someone sent this in. This was on Reddit. And I'm all over Imgur and Reddit and all of these things to try and see all these viral stories, because I just love them. And this one had completely passed me by.
Okay.
So this is written by a female, 26 years old, about her boyfriend, male, 24. I've just said they put it in so I, brackets, F26, have a boyfriend, brackets, M24.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're talking about fucking motorways. But, jeez. So, I have a boyfriend, and recently he got into a dispute with the neighbour's kids.
Okay.
They accidentally kicked their football in our yard, and they came into the garden to get it back. To be honest, I didn't really care, but my boyfriend started screaming at these, 11-year-old kids about how poorly they were raised by their parents and they should be ashamed. I was effing mortified. I sent the kids some chocolates and sweets to apologise profusely for his behaviour. I was seeing red flags, and I told him that his behaviour was not normal. He kind of brushed me off, and I told him if he pulled anything like that again, he was gone.
Mm.
The next week, the ball came into our garden. Rosie, I couldn't even guess what he did, right? The next week, the ball came in our garden and I was about to throw it back to the kids when my boyfriend stormed outside and took the ball inside. I told the kids that I would bring it back in a minute. He went into the bathroom and emerged 10 minutes later wearing gloves and a football covered in shit. His own shit. What the F? I asked him if he was out of his effing mind, but he stormed past me and threw it over the fence, screaming, "Take that, you bitches."
No.
He's a nutter. I screamed, and I mean girl screamed at him about how he is a fucking douche arts in America. And I wanted him out of the house, and he's a disgusting effing monster. I'm trying to say some Fs because she swore a lot here and that they were just kids. I screamed and screamed, and eventually he left. I deleted all his games off his PS4 and gave it to the kids as an apology.
Amazing.
I was so embarrassed.
That's fantastic. What?
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. Unbelievable.
Would never have guessed that. I thought he might have like stabbed the bowl and then sent it over flat or something. But imagine if you really loved someone and they did that.
Yeah.
I'd be gutted because you'd go, oh, this isn't something within our relationship. That's shit.
Yeah.
You're just a moron.
Yeah, you're just a maniac.
You're horrible.
Well, I mean, I respect it, because it's not like, you know, she's not looking forward to the wedding. Like, it's, you know, she's worried now. I had sex with him anyway. She's literally told him to do one,
which
is quite good. Yeah.
That's awful.
Wow. I mean, my childhood would have been a lot different if the catchphrase wasn't, you know, that comes over here again, I'll stick a knife in it. That comes over here again, I would take the bathroom and cover it in my own shite and throw it back at you. Okay, mate. We'll go and play down the street then.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Did you have local legends in your town growing up? And do you have them now?
Excuse me. You've just emailed a pair of them.
Oh, not like that. Not there. The reason I ask this is that I always assumed it was only kids and teens who entertained the idea of local legends. And it wasn't a joy that would carry on into your adulthood. But recently, this theory was proved wrong.
Okay.
Growing up, we had a man in our town who we called the Timekeeper. So it's not famous people or anything like that. It's not someone who's invented something. It's not a professional athlete.
Yeah.
So they've got the time. This person's got the Timekeeper.
Okay.
This is because one day he insisted on telling anyone who would listen that he was late for his first day of work as he unfortunately overslept. So as a way of ensuring it wouldn't happen again, his boss got him a watch. As time went on, all the kids in the town would dare each other to go up to this man and ask him what the time was, resulting in the man chasing kids all over town and screaming at them. In hindsight, I can imagine this got very annoying very quickly. And I still think that this day he gets asked for the time, poor man.
Sorry. Rewind. What was the whole thing about the watch at the beginning?
So one day... He was really late for work and he'd overslept and he told everyone, apparently. This town's really small. This town.
It sounds like nothing was on. So it's all right. So he was late one day. He overslept. He told everyone he overslept. His boss got him a watch. Then everyone started going, that's the bloke who overslept.
Yeah.
And now they ask him the time and he chases kids around. I tell you, first thing, bunch of fucking losers. What a terrible thing to ask people. Second thing, what if you actually want to know the time and he just kicks off and you're like, mate, what the fuck? Third thing, he'd be much later if he keeps chasing children round.
Very true.
Jesus.
Where's Postman Pat live?
What a stupid town. What?
Where's Postman Pat live?
Oh,
this is like where Postman Pat
something
lives.
Dale. Wendley Dale or somewhere. I don't know.
Anyway, that's how I imagine it. To be like, oh, remember Bob when he asked everyone for the time? Oh, time man.
The timekeeper. Jesus. Okay. The timekeeper. That is the shittest one. You got any local legends? A bloke once was late and now we all ask him the time because we're comedy geniuses.
Jarrett Elvis.
There's Jarrett Elvis. Elvis.
Is he still alive?
Didn't he do the Great North Run loads of times?
Did he?
Who am I thinking?
You're thinking of Jarrett Jim.
Jarrett Jim, legend, did the Great North Run. Raised a lot for charity, Jarrett Jim.
Yeah.
There was Jarrett Elvis, who was the Elvis impersonator in Jarrow.
Uh-huh.
There was that bloke who used to wave at the
Wavy
ferries.
Davey.
But he turned his life around.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he, I think he got either ill or he ended up in hospital for some reason. I can't remember the story. I think he might have got attacked, actually. And he ended up in hospital on a New Year's Eve. Yeah, and then his sister and everything found out about it, apparently. His family reconnected with him, got him a house and everything, turned his life around.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
We also have the man who used to sit at the back of the bus with a bin bag over his head, sticking his fingers up
He was a laugh.
He never got named, unfortunately.
Right, yeah, he had a bag over his head.
Never couldn't see
can
his
you
face.
Imagine the person who sent this email, can you imagine if they had him? Can you imagine? Rather than just scraping the barrel of some poor fucker who was late once.
The timekeeper.
Imagine if they had the guy with the bin liner on his head. They'd lose their minds. So I used to gig in Chorley a lot, a Chorley Little Theatre, and it's near Preston. And in Preston, the first ever time I did Chorley Little Theatre, I had an hour and a half show to do. And I did almost none of my material because I can't remember how I got onto it. But they told us that there was a bloke called Toxic Terry.
Right.
Who used to live around in and around there.
Okay.
And it was that thing of someone said Toxic Terry and everyone started shouting different stuff out. And apparently he used to drink petrol.
Oh.
Like, because he was that pissed. He used to drink petrol.
Okay.
And that was like his thing. He was the local guy. And every time I went, there was a new rumour about him.
Right.
Every time I went, it was like, no, he's done this, no, he's done that. Oh, no, he's dead now. Oh, he's turned his life around. And it got to the point where when I was doing Chorley Little Theatre, big up Chorley Little Theatre, I hope you're getting through all this. People would bring newspaper cuttings of articles about Toxic Terry when I was on the thing.
They are local. They don't
and
even
if
know it,
people hadn't
they?
Came to the previous gigs, they would sit there fucking raging, going, what is this about? What is this?
Anyway, there's more to this.
Jesus.
I am now 27 and time has passed with no local legends cropping up. Until the other day, I was in my local Tesco when the lady behind the cashier was sniggering and whispering to the lady paying for her shopping. Intrigued, I asked them if I could be in on the joke. To which the cashier replied,
That's the most desperate thing I've ever heard. Excuse me, can I be in on this joke, please?
What is laughing at me?
Can I be in on the joke? That's like that bit I wrote in our book about going up and asking people if I can be their friend on holiday.
Osmosis. Is that right? Osmosis?
No, that was the ball bit, but then if the catch and the ball didn't work, you'd just go up, hey, you've got to be there. You had to be there.
To which the cashier replied, haven't you heard about the smear test, man?
Whoa! I like this guy.
Apparently, there is a man who, since hearing this story, I have seen way too many times to count.
Oh, Jesus.
Who works in a lab for the NHS.
Oh, for God's sake, this is going to be horrible.
The poor man was working away when an unfortunate accident happened. He tripped over and, as a result, put his arms out to catch his fall. However, as he went down, he managed to knock a whole table of open smear tests.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm not talking the little brushes. I'm talking the pots of liquid in that holds all the cells and cervical blood.
Oh, my word.
The poor man was covered in smear tests and now is known to the whole town as the smear test.
What a... Can I just say on behalf of everyone in the country, I hate your town so much. Where's the bloody dignity? Where's the secrecy?
The poor book.
Poor bloke's trying to get... One, I hope that people have to get the smear test redone. I hope they were contacted. Two, what happened to doctor-patient confidentiality? Surely it works both ways. If your doctor gets smear all over him, you're going to keep your fucking mouth shut. I hate your town. I hate it.
It's not even called smear test anymore. It's called cervical screening. So they're behind the times anyway.
Oh,
I just thought that was funny.
Guy.
And I thought it would link nicely in with go and get a smear test.
Yes.
Because it's extremely important.
Go and get them done.
So there you go. Don't get them done there. I mean, God, wait, what happened to all them?
My thing about local legends is you're in a small town, a small kind of working class town that has local legends.
Yeah.
Where you can give someone directions based on where the local legend stands. Can you remember this?
Yeah.
So, guys, we once had our friends were in our house. And I'll not say the name, but the friends in the house and my mate was going to his wife, oh, you know where that place is? She's not from Shields originally. She was like, he was going, you know where that restaurant is, man? It's down that road. And she's going, no. God. You do, man, you come over that roundabout, you go past that pub and it's down that road. You know that road, man? They're down that road. And she goes, no, I haven't got an idea. And she goes, it's where that bloke stands, man. And she went, oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is. When you can give directions based on where your local legends stand, you're in a small working class town. Welcome to the party.
We all need them. They keep us going. Big, big love to the local legends. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys.
Hi.
My wife has introduced me to your podcast and I've been loving it, so thank you.
Good, thank you.
Now, I love my wife's boobs.
Okay.
And every time I see them, I'm like a schoolboy all over again. See?
Sorry, just... Uh-huh. I thought it was weird that you'd started that with my wife introduced me to the podcast, I'm loving it. Because all the emails start with, I'm loving the podcast.
Yeah.
And we skirt over it. But you did the right thing, because if it just started, "Hi guys, I love my wife's boobs."
Yeah, I couldn't just start it like
yeah,
that.
It was a really good, yeah, I get why you did that now.
Chris.
Well done.
I used to work in radio.
Great.
Kind of know what I'm doing a little bit.
Also in Capital, you had to, you know, you had to.
We used to get stuff like this
all
the time.
Wife boobs emails all the
time. Always about the boobs.
Got you. She's got to buffer it, haven't you? She's got to buffer it.
I wanted to introduce the wife somehow.
Incredible.
Just not our boobs. So he loves his wife's boobs. He's like a schoolboy.
Great.
I'm like a schoolboy all over again seeing my first pay. The only thing is, she hides them all the time.
Right.
When she gets out of the shower, she will put her top on over her towel so I can't see them, and will take off and put on a bra under her top too. Don't get me wrong, I get to jiggle those bad boys around when we have you know what. But yet again, when she comes back from the bathroom, she will cover them up so I can't see. I've seen her birth my two beautiful children. A bit of boob every now and again, she'll be fine. Free the boobs! And it said here...
That's a hashtag if ever I've heard one.
Do you do this, Rosie? Many thanks.
Right. Can I tackle this or do you want to tackle this?
Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder whether she is sick of him looking at her boobs.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Well, I was going to say the other way. I was going to say she's just, you know, as I proved during lockdown, you don't have birthday cake every day because you spoil it.
Absolutely.
I think maybe she's just withholding them a bit so that she gets a lot of attention when it's going on, possibly.
It's not even that.
No, you think she's just sick.
Oh, go away. Like, no. Stop ogling at me boobs in me own house.
Okay.
You sounds like you're right. Creep. Oh, no, I know. There's being in love and there's being sexually attracted to each other.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
the circumference of your own home, you don't want to be living with someone. Free the boobs. Like,
well, to be fair,
absolutely not.
Yeah, mate. And mate, to be fair, that that march that you keep doing around the garden with your big placards saying free the boobs, it's just
not doing any good.
Neighbours are furious. Stop
imagine,
it.
Though, just imagine, right? Okay, you're getting dried from the shower and I'm just sat there staring down below.
Okay.
Slavering.
Right.
Ogling. Would you be like, oh, that's nice? Or would you think, Rosie, it's a Tuesday morning? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean.
Oh,
yeah.
You'd love it, wouldn't you? Oh, God.
Now and then. It'd be quite nice. No, I'm joking. I don't know. I mean, maybe is it wrong that he finds his wife attractive and he's given her a little bit of attention? Is that wrong? Is that a bad thing?
Absolutely not wrong at all. But just, it sounds like it's all the time.
See, I think she loves it and I think she's withholding them to keep it. You know,
do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Chris, I think she's sick of him.
Nah.
I think they'll split up next year.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Honestly, I'd put money on it.
Nah.
They'll split up next year and he'll be like,
bring the boobs back.
Bring the boobs. You've got the kids this weekend. I don't want the kids.
I want the boobs.
Just want the boobs. And she'll go, nah, they're not yours anymore.
This is sad. Stop this now.
You took the piss with my boobs. Be funny if I got a look in. Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. I was listening to last week's podcast when Chris said there would be an influx of messages from students saying they don't mind sweep. So sorry, this wasn't last week.
A few weeks ago.
This was from a few weeks ago. I can confirm me and my friends did it every single night
out. There we are.
On one occasion, a guy I was living with in Halls drank a glass of sick he picked up in a nightclub.
Oh my God. Right, no.
No, Chris, this isn't the main bit of the email. I have had so many messages from people who've been minesweeping and by accident picked up a glass of sick.
Stop being sick in glasses. Can we stop that? Can we just make that a thing?
Stop minesweeping. Stop both of these things.
Yes, no, well, of course, but that goes without saying. We've dealt with that. Stop being sick in glasses. There's nothing worse than seeing someone be sick in a pint glass.
Right.
What?
Have you never been sick in a pint glass?
No.
Right.
Have you been sick in a pint glass?
A couple of times.
Really?
Christopher.
This whole relationship's a fucking lie. This is horrible.
Have you never
been sick in a pint glass? No. Right. Because I feel like I would push my face right against the pint glass and there'd be too much air in it and it would create a vacuum and it would shoot out the sides.
Just, there's been times when you just get to that part of the night and you think, you know what?
I just feel like you don't really need to be sick. If I'm sick, it's colossal amounts of sick. A pint glass wouldn't touch the sides. If I'm sick, it's fireman's hose. It's craziness.
No.
It's not just a little, I'll go on then, pint's worth.
I have a couple of times.
Oh, that's...
Good
honestly.
Night. Good night.
Ugh.
It also says here, not only did myself and my friends minesweep drinks, myself and my friend Imi, after a night out, would also minesweep leftover chicken in the chicken shop.
That is grotesque.
It gets worse. It wasn't that we couldn't afford a piece of chicken. Whilst ours was cooking, we would eat what had been left around us.
No. Pigs? Absolute pigs?
It was never chicken strips that were left behind either. It was chicken on the bone.
No, man. No.
In my head, this makes it even more disgusting.
Yes.
Waste not, want not. Love the podcast. And that's from Alicia.
That's the... just when I thought there was nothing worse than minesweeping. Eating other people's chicken off the bone that they've slabbered and licked.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Is that worse than being sick in a pint glass?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Because being sick in a pint glass, that's actually, you can't really help that. And I've done it because I'd rather do that than be sick on the floor. And I was very young.
Right.
I feel like I've got to justify myself because, do you know the other week when I slagged them people off for eating that pineapple?
Right.
That was the same week that I admitted to smoking strangers' tabs that I found on the street. And people were like, hang on, you won't eat the pineapple, but you'll smirk someone else's tab ends.
Oh,
these were
God.
All when I was very young.
Yes.
I wouldn't do that now.
Oh.
Anyway, so yeah.
Chicken sweep. Other people, chicken sweeping.
What would you call it?
God. Yeah, probably chicken.
Chicken sweep.
Why is minesweeping called minesweeping?
Probably because every now and then you get a glass of sick.
I mean, if that is one of the things that could happen, stop doing it.
That's
stop
probably
naming
why it's
it.
Call it, you
stop
know?
It being a thing.
That's why. That's every probably.
Now. Sorry, what? In what world do they not? We're just totally skirting over this. In what world do they not realize it's a glass of sick?
Dark.
Nothing's that fucking dark.
Have you never been into a really dark club?
Not that fucking dark. You can see stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, look, someone's got a smoothie.
Well, what about sometimes when you get them...
a glass of cold vegetable soup.
Oh, don't, because it makes us feel a bit ill.
Oh, nah.
I know.
No way. How dark does it have to be? That's ridiculous.
Pretty dark. There's some horrible cocktails, you know, where they look like curdled stuff.
That's it then.
Mm-hmm.
You've just nailed it. Someone's got a mint cocktail. Yeah, they're 20 quid each.
Don't.
These. They're 20 quid. Get these down, you.
I can't.
I would love to see someone's reaction from drinking someone else's sick.
No, I'm all right for it. Although there was it, did I ever tell you about the game at Pontins that we used to play?
Did you work at Pontins?
Just work, when I used to work at Pontins, yeah. When you would go around the whole room and people would just put loads of stuff in that they had on the table into a pint glass. And so the gate, it's really disgusting to be honest. People would put like baby's milk in, like beer, wine, spirits.
Why have they got baby's milk?
Anything. Because there was loads of kids there.
What, on the night?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Chris, Yeah, the children didn't go to bed.
Got you.
At reasonable hours. They were usually in the arcade.
Got you.
Without their parents.
Got you.
Who were playing this game.
Got you.
So they'd fill this pint glass up, and then what the person would do who was playing, they would take their sock off, and then they would drink the pint glass through that sock.
Why through the sock?
It was just to add extra humiliation to the game.
So it would be basically a dirty pint of everything in the room.
Dirty pint of everything in the room.
And then a sock
over the top. And you'd drink through the sock. Yeah.
That's just... What was the game?
It was just a game. That was
That's not a game. That's just make someone drink a monkey. What was
it? Yeah.
Was there a prize?
Yes.
What was the prize?
It was a bottle of Prosecco. Pontin's own.
Fuck me,
Chris. The amount of people who used to do it was.
Hey, it's got this Prosecco up and hey, way. Oh, what are you celebrating? Drinking all that through some cunt sock. Revolting. Shut the place down. Shut it down.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please bear with me. This is about a bird bath.
Right. Yeah, weirdly, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I do like a bird bath. No, I think it's
you?
Nice. Yeah, nice when you got a little thing in the garden, watch birds have a little wash in it.
We haven't quite got nice. One.
No. Well, because Robin would fucking pull it
now over. Now don't protest too much, I feel. No, the opposite.
What?
Ignore that. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Because I feel like you saying, I love a bird bath. Well, why haven't you got one?
Well, all right. Well, I'm allowed to love things that I don't have.
No, why?
Love dogs.
You're doing all right.
Got one.
You're doing all right in life.
Yeah, but
okay, Christmas.
Rosie,
let me write this down.
Rosie, got a lot of tours cancelled this year. I haven't got bird bath money. I don't know what you think this is. Right?
I'm genuinely writing this down for Christmas.
I don't fucking get as a bird bath
Chris,
for Christmas.
You're really hard to buy for.
I don't want a bird bath.
You've
I'm watching
said,
you write it down. That's not a surprise.
You've just said, I really like the bird baths. They're lovely. And so, Christmas morning, nice surprise.
And Chris, you think your presents are finished? Look out the window. Look, there's a frozen bird bath.
I think it'll look nice. Anyway.
I don't get us a bird bath for Christmas.
Chris, it's right ordered. Now. I've been online. Prime, it's coming tomorrow.
Oh, sick.
For as long as I can remember, my granda has had this bird bath in the middle of his front lawn. In brackets, he lives in a bungalow in a little cul-de-sac in a place where there is no one below the age of 70. Kind of how I imagine Chris's bachelor pad to be.
Slander, but
the one story
on.
Glory was, we were the youngest in the street.
Didn't have a front lawn though.
It did.
Well, I mean, barely.
It had a little bit of grass.
But no bigger than the table we're sitting on now.
Yeah, could have put a bird bath on it though.
Why are you obsessed with bird baths?
Why are you, Chris? I think you'll find, why are you obsessed with bird baths?
Love a bird bath.
Love a bird bath.
I just think it's canny that you look out and you see the little birds.
I can't wait to see your face on Christmas morning. Nah. Best Christmas ever.
Put a bucket outside.
Anyway, the bird bath is very special to my granddad, as according to my mum, it's one of the last things he bought with my nana before she died.
Oh.
Oh. A few years ago now, the bird bath went missing. My family presumed it had been stolen. As you can imagine, my granddad found this very upsetting, and it took him a while to move past it emotionally.
Well, I mean, sentimental or not, who's fucking nicking a bird bath?
Who knows?
I'm raging.
People nick loads of stuff.
I put a bird bath. Come on. They're made of stone and that. You know what I mean? They come in two pieces.
Someone nicked my brother's tricycle from our back garden. And the washing.
Well, I understand both of them things, but a bird bath. What a shitty thing to nick.
People nick plants and everything. Rotten. Rotten they are.
I kind of understand. A bird bath? I can understand. You look at a plant and you go, oh, hey, look at that. Have you seen the plants that they've got in there? Wow, I can never get my plants out. Yeah, fucking, I'm nicking them, right? But a bird bath. You'd have to empty the water out first.
Can we just skip back to 5 minutes ago? How much you were absolutely wanking off over a bird bath, and now you're saying you wouldn't eat that the least attractive thing in a garden to Nick.
Well,
Billy Bullshitter. Don't believe a word he says.
That's up
there. He's gone back on himself.
That's up there with saying someone stole me lawn or me paving stones. Like a fucking bird bath.
Chris.
Tell you what, if it's not nailed down, this bloody society.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Tell you what.
Skip forward to lockdown 2020, and my family and I are sat with my granddad in his back garden, socially distanced, of course, for COVID. And my dad announces he needs a wee. With my granddad being old and health-wise quite vulnerable to the virus, my dad went to the bottom of the garden for a wee instead of into the house. That's the thing, isn't it, with lockdown? I bet there's been loads of adult wees in the garden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tons.
Loads. Ugh. Love it. More of it, I say. Love weeing in the garden. Sometimes I do it when I get back from the shops.
You absolutely better not.
Okay, then, I don't. Please don't.
Do you?
Please don't check the cameras.
Do you, actually?
Sometimes. Sometimes before I get in the hot tub. Sometimes I go outside to go in the hot tub and I think, I need a wee here. I'll just quickly wee on the grass and jump in the hot tub.
That's horrible because I'm thinking we've got foxes. It'll be your wee.
No, it's not my wee. You'll never find wee. No, that's not my wee. Doesn't do that. How dare you?
Fox wee does.
How dare you?
Now, the bottom of the garden is behind a tall, thick tree, so we couldn't see my dad, thankfully. But shortly after he was done, I noticed my mum approach the bottom of the garden, having been beckoned by my dad, and thought that was really strange. Why has she gone to inspect his puddle? A few minutes later, my dad reappears, and my sister then joins my mum down the bottom of the garden. Again, following that, my mum reappears, and my aunt takes her place.
Well, you must have written his name or something.
Well, at this point, I'm thinking my dad is pissed liquid gold or something. Confused and feeling left out, I wander down the garden to see what's cracking off. From the bottom of my granddad's garden, you can see into his neighbour's garden, within which stood a birdbath.
Hold on. Hold the phone here.
One that looks identical, if not unbelievably similar, to the one that went missing from my granddad's front lawn.
No way.
In years gone by, my granddad has had little interaction with his neighbour, but has deduced that he's quite odd, with additional rumours from around the village that he's actually a drug dealer.
Right.
Brackets, unreliable source. And with these drug deals, he accepts stolen garden items as well as cash.
Shut the fuck. What kind of drug dealer? What, I mean, hey, you got me fucking money. Will you accept a bird bath? I will accept a bird bath.
Oh, yeah. It says here, which I realise sounds too good to be true, but I literally cannot begin to explain the random shite I've seen in this bloke's garden.
Hilarious.
So, the dilemma. Aside from feeling enraged at the idea that this dickhead drug-dealing neighbour has stolen a precious item from my granddad, we became quite unsure what to do. And they put some options here and we need to pick.
Wow, so we've got to sort this out.
Well,
okay.
You know.
Well, can I just say, I'm sorry and all that, sentimental value aside, I don't really think, no matter what the options are, I don't think you should knock on the possible drug dealer to ask for your bird bath back.
And not the drug dealer who accepts stolen
bird
garden
baths.
Furniture and stuff.
Stolen garden furniture.
Well, that to me, that's a menace.
Yeah.
That's, do you know, if it was just money, I'd have
quite
more respect.
Brazen, innit?
But the stolen stuff, that's like, I don't need the money. I'm doing this for the shits and the giggles.
Yeah, for the thrill.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So, do you want to know
the options? Tell us the options.
Option one. Do we tell my granddad and risk bringing up old emotions?
Oh, so he doesn't even know?
No.
Oh, God, don't tell him, but carry on.
Okay. So, right, okay, fair enough. Or let's say it is my granddad's. Do we go round and accuse the
Definitely
man?
Definitely not. Absolutely okay. not. Crazy.
Do we steal it back?
Again, don't know how. You know the make more than one kind of, you know, it could have been from the same
they
kind of garden
centre. They did say that.
It could have been.
They did say it could actually be just the same bird bath.
Right, okay.
I don't think it is.
I tell you what.
I don't think it is at all. I think they should just leave it. It says the last one is, or do we do what the majority of British population would probably do, which so far is nothing.
I would just leave it. I wouldn't knock on the possible drug dealer and ask if that bird bath is their bird bath.
You don't want to be messing with him.
You've got to be. So they didn't have enough money for the drugs, so they walked round the corner and stole a bird bath.
That's what happened.
Have a word. Have a word.
I know. Have bravery.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Rosie and Chris, I was about 15 and my mum had told me the night before that when I got up, the plumber would be there. So could I make him a bacon sarnie and a cup of tea?
Jesus.
I know. Quite nice, that, isn't it?
A bacon sarnie and a cup of tea for the plumber? Heavens above.
My mum does that, you know. Sandra goes above and beyond for workmen. And I'm like, mum.
I've got to be honest with you. Do you know what it is? I just said that there. I remember when I used to paint railings with my dad when we used to make fences. Someone one Saturday morning made were bacon sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it.
Was it nice?
It's still to this day the nicest bacon sandwich I've ever had. Just because I was in the freezing cold painting the gold tops on wrought iron railings.
Yeah. I used to do loads of toast for the lads who were doing the resin. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel a bit terrible this time when we've been getting the bathroom done and stuff done because of COVID. I've wanted to just keep out of people's way. So I feel like I've really
really
shit.
I've used it as a crutch like most companies have done to do just shit stuff.
Customer service has gone down the drain.
I told a guy today we didn't have any coffee.
Oh!
As I've gone in.
You
annoyingly, he asked for a cup of tea after that, which I thought was, you know, moving the goalposts.
Couldn't say no to that. Everyone's got tea. So the next morning, I woke up, unlocked my bedroom door, and was coming downstairs in my boxers, and he was on his way up the stairs. "Morning, fancy a cuppa," I said. "No thanks," said the plumber, who was strangely wearing black leather gloves. I went downstairs, got myself a cuppa, and started coming back upstairs. As I walked up the stairs, I noticed that there was stuff all over the place in all the bedrooms. I went into the bathroom, and there was no sign of the plumber. I looked out the front and no van. I looked in the other bedrooms and no plumber, but the rooms were all turned upside down.
Fuck off.
And the back bedroom window was wide open. It turned out the plumber didn't turn up, my mum had left the back window open, and the person I offered the cup of tea to was a as cool as ice burglar who had legged it as I was making myself a cuppa downstairs.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What the... How lucky was that burglar?
I know.
Can you
imagine
walking up the stairs, about to get out, and then realising you're waking them up, and then going to your fancy cuppa and going, no thanks, and leaving? I don't know if I believe this one.
I do, you know.
Really?
Well, just because strange things happen in this world, and I can imagine that happening.
Yeah.
And I can imagine the lad being like, holy shit, I've just walked past the burglar Bill on the stairs, right, and offered him a cup of tea. And the burglar will be in the pub with, you know, his mates going, fucking hell.
At the burglar club.
He'll be at the Burglars Anonymous with all of the other burglars, and he'll go, shit the bed, I burgled this house today, and I walk past him on the stairs and offer him a cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? And it'll set him on a thing of doing more houses.
Yeah.
But then he'll get caught. And you'll always have that story.
I just imagine them all sitting down. Just, all right, lads, yeah, good. Yeah, so how's your burgling going? Yeah, my burgling's going well. How's your burgling? Well, my burgling, I don't bloody believe what happened. I was burgling the day. I tell you what, if I never bloody burgle again, it'll be too soon. Bloody burgling out the day. He burgled myself daft. Did I ever tell you about when I'd first started stand-up and I stayed at a comedian's house in Newcastle?
Mm-hmm.
Used to run the student in Newcastle halls, one of the university halls.
Right.
And we went out after a gig and I just stayed at his because he lived in like Jesmond.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up in the morning and I went downstairs to get some water. And I was walking through the kitchen and someone just jumped out on us and just went like, rah! And I went and like gave us like the biggest fright ever. And I like absolutely shat myself. And I like screamed. And it was his housemate. But he didn't know I was there. He thought it was him.
Word.
So this guy gave us this massive fright. I shat myself. And then he like burst out laughing. He was like lying on the floor. He was like a massive rugby guy lying on the floor, just pissed himself laughing. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And he was like, and I just heard me mate upstairs going, oh my, like he realised I'd got the fright that was made for him. It was one of the worst frights I've ever had in my life.
Awful.
I wasn't hungover and I immediately had a headache after he'd done it because it was the biggest fright
shock.
I've ever had.
Were you in shock?
It was fucking ridiculous.
I hate
I didn't know there was anyone else in the house. It was horrible.
Bless you.
Yeah. Literally, like, it's one of them things you think in flight or fight, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be bad in one of those situations.
Did you just freeze up?
I just was like, ah! Like, and he just immediately just buckled himself laughing, and it just, that didn't help. Because then I was going like, who are you? What's happening? What's going on? And he was just laughing.
I don't like getting afraid.
No, it's not good, is it?
It's not cool, is it?
That's what my main thing, you know. You know when you sort of say, like, you look around the house in the middle of the night and stuff before you go to bed? Mm. I'm just expecting a fright. That's it. I'm expecting they're going to go, oh, and I'm going to go, I got you.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. Out the window.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, guys. I am off now to go and wash myself in the bird bath because the water's been turned off. Got to plumb around. As always, big love. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. This has been Shagmar Annoyed, now part of the Acast Creator Network, and we will be back in your ears. Back like your dad's arse crack. It's not a saying, just said it, made it up. Copyright Chris Ramsey 2021. Back next week. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.